Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So, Jeremy, a lot of news. Washington, the weather, those drivers trapped by flash floods in Arizona, important. But it was hard to find any of this on the television news this morning.
We can report finally that the long wait, it's not over, but it's beginning to end.
This place is a hive of activity this morning, and I think it's safe to say that the great Kate wait is over.
She could be out in a day. If there are some problems, it might be in a few days. The first we'll know about her having had a child is when someone comes out on the doorstep with a little notice, which I'll take to Buckingham Palace to make the formal announcement.
Now, everyone loves a newborn. Gosh. But really? You know, we know the new arrival is going to be third in line for the British throne after Prince Charles and William, and will inherit the family's legacy. But as Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal reminds us, the child inherits much more. Jason, $1 billion?
That's right. A group called WealthX, they do due diligence on very high net worth individuals, and they took a close look at the entire royal family. Now, this baby, boy or girl, is going to be third in line to the throne. That means he or she will inherit the family's wealth, and it is, like you said, $1 billion, and most of it's coming from Queen Elizabeth. She's got $600 million. Most of that is in stocks and in property and other holdings. Then his grandpa, Prince Charles, he's got $370 million, and he's actually the one who's going to be paying the bills for all the staff that's going to raise this royal child.
But Jason, we always hear that the royal family is cash strapped, that they have to cut the wages of their maids and who knows what else. I mean, is this money coming from the family or the state or a mix of both or what?
Well, it's a delicate balancing act for them because they are state-funded in their royal expenses, their security, their travel expenses, and that, of course, comes under close scrutiny from the British public. But they are highly wealthy independently. In fact, as I said, Prince Charles, he's the one who pays most of the bills for the staff of work for his son and his daughter-in-law, and both his sons, actually. But if, yes, if they were to be cut off completely by the British public, they would be totally fine for many centuries to come with the wealth that they have.
Well, and yet we notice the women never carry purses. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal on the royal baby's inheritance. An interesting angle. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of course, we wish everyone well. Back in a bit, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.